This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100 Word Stories Podcast.
This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100 Word Story from me, or from one of the wandering monsters here, but it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post the topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 Word Story based on that topic. This is the 38th Weekly Challenge. Now, most people who participate in the weekly challenge read their own stories aloud, and they send me the audio track to add to this production fiesta. Some people don't like the sound of their own voices, though, and they'll do anything to avoid hearing them. That's why I have a trained banjo-playing midget available. Doesn't everyone? The topic this week was selected by Tom, a footnote, and it's a kiss. Aww. We're back into double digits this week. We've got 11 entries. This one goes to 11. Happy New Year, everyone. So, which story goes first? Well, it's going to be the winner from last week's weekly challenge. And it's Liana of Hodgepodge Point. Congratulations, Liana. When I figure out what the prizes are, I'll arrange to get yours out to you, but until then, here's your story.
Hello, hello, everyone. Liana here, coming to you live from hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. Still taking submissions for my podcast. Send them soon or I may have to slip my wrist. My submission for this week's challenge number 38, A Kiss, is called Someday He Will Come. The princess passionately kissed the seaweed, only to come away with a rash. She bent for a pucker upon the rock, tripping and bashing three teeth. The thistle left its love with scratches on her face, and a snail's secretions caused bumps to surface around her lips. The dog was less receptive, taking a chunk from her chin. Then a skunk freaked at her affection, spraying her with a rather potent stench. I told you not everything turns into a charming prince. The king scolded before handing her over to her new husband, Prince Barftog of the Northern Troll Clan.
Thank you, Liana. The text from Liana's story, and everyone else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. There's also links to homepages, podcasts, whatever URL y'all gave me, so you can check out the other amazing feats of strength they've performed as part of their Festivus duties. Now that the winner is out of the way, do we have a rookie? Yes, we do. It's Simon H. He can be found at the Freelance Cynic. Some classic humor there for your amusement. Here's a fresh piece of humor right from the slaughterhouse, straight to your dinner table.
A kiss, the Roman said. Can't I just tap him on the shoulder? No, he replied. No, I can't. But we know him. We can get him ourselves, keep you out of it. No, I want to do it. How could they understand the years of frustration? The look of those parable-telling lips. But this is history. You want to be famous for kissing a man? A kiss will just look better, all right. He straightened his robe and breathed deeply. How do I look? He said. And with the mob close behind him, he walked into the garden.
FreelanceNet.co.uk. Humor on ice.
Admit it. You're up and dancing. Yeah!
Get him off that butt.
Okay. Thank you, Simon. Wow. Ha ha. Ooh, we're going to get letters for that one. That's okay. I like letters. All right. Now that our rookie has blasphemed, let's check out the veterans. I'll play them in the order that I receive them. First up is Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. Caleb, help us out here.
Moonlight and love songs never out of date? Ha! Don't make me laugh. Ever since the lycanthropy plague of 2037, when we had to blow up the moon, those old love songs just serve as a painful reminder of science gone wrong. Hearts full of passion, jealousy, and hate. More like nanobots full of cholesterol-dissolving enzymes and oxygen recirculators to keep us from strangling on this thick, gray, polluted air. And yet, in all the gin joints, in all the towns, in all the world, when I'm loaded, I find myself telling my subcutaneous audio matrix, "Play it, Sam."
Whew. That reminds me, I need to get that 3-disc album by Tom Waits. Thank you, Caleb. Wow. Okay. Who's next? Oh, the guy who came up with this topic. The one, the only, unless he succeeded in cloning himself, Tom from Footnote.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from Footnote, the podcast worth its weight in Tyranian shekels. Tom's tale tonight is Grifter of Nazareth. He gave him a peck on the cheek, then whispered the following into the rabbi's ear. There's a bounty on your head for the rather indecorous act in the temple. How much? Inquired Jesus. 30 pieces, said Judas.
30 pieces?
Yelled Peter. We got 60 for half the damage in Damascus. Soon, all the apostles were bitching and moaning about the take. Jesus raised his hand. They all fell silent. Everyone know their positions in Gethsemane? The shills nodded. And Judas, try to make the kiss more convincing this time. Caiaphas may be a mark, but he's a shrewd mark.
Oh, another Jesus story. Well, that makes two. That means some crazed fundamentalist is going to wind up having to flip a coin before figuring out who to track down and kill. Well, you know what? That's not going to happen. Because they're going to track me down and then torture me until I reveal where both of you are. And I will. I break easily. Okay. Thank you very much, Tom. Any other passion tales here, folks? Let's see if Caroline has one. Okay, Caroline from Quadra. No, come on. Let us have it. Come on, tell us. Come on, here we go.
Everyone should remember their first kiss. I certainly remember mine. During the summer of 1964, while camping at a place called Eel's Foot Inn, his family arrived. Our eyes locked. Jack was my age. Strangely, both families pushed us together, throwing out the water and telling us to go get more. Minding not in the least and giggling childishly, off we went. At 15 and very slow courting, the days were flying by. Myself both shy and anxiously waiting. One day, with tension rising, while sitting on a bench overlooking the river, he turned to me. "May I kiss you?" the sweetest, most innocent kiss of my life, never to be forgotten.
That stuff, it makes me cry. It's just so beautiful. Why? Why do you make me cry? What do these tears mean? Damn you, Caroline. Just listen to Andrew and Dodge. Leave me alone. Just Andrew.
Hello, this is Andrew Ian Dodge from Dodge Blogium and various other sites. This is my contribution to the weekly challenge on the phrase, the kiss. I do hope you enjoy. Sealed with a kiss. Phrase that'll haunt me until my demise. It's just kiss, I thought to myself. What harm could that do? Little did I know I had sealed a pact with she who must not be named. An entity as ancient as she is evil, from a distance and dimension unfathomable to most men. I kissed her for that age-old reason. She must have taught the sirens their tricks, for she is the first of all evil seducers. Paradise, indeed, meatloaf mate, I mused. A kiss for the abyss was what it was. It came.
Evil, evil, Okay. Thank you, Andrew. I'm really losing it this week, aren't I? You can catch more of Andrew at all this. Links are in the show notes. Okay. Who's next? Russell is back. Oh, yeah. Russell from Come, Let Me Whisper. He has returned, and he has a story for us.
Hello. Russell Burt here. And I felt strangely compelled to return to the weekly challenge. I wish I knew how to quit you, Lawrence Simon. That being said, with apologies to Louis Armstrong, I present A Kiss to Build a Dream On. I don't date goth girls anymore, and here's why. We sat on the couch. She was dressed entirely in black, of course, with her face whited out, wearing enough eyeliner to sink a battleship. It didn't matter. I wanted her, bad, and had been getting nowhere for weeks now. I decided to go old school this time. Give me a kiss to build a dream on, I sang. It worked. She leaned in close, put her mouth to mine, and ripped half of my lower lip off with her teeth. I can't fault her logic. A nightmare is a dream, after all.
You know, I remember saying, once you go goth, you never go back. Well, probably because my insurance couldn't handle it. Thank you, Russell. Come back from Come Let Me Whisper now and then. We've missed you. Next up is Rael from Elms in the Yard. She's taken some time out of her busy whirlwind schedule to rejoin us. Everyone's coming back. If you're listening and you haven't written a story for a while, maybe you should too, like Rael has done here.
Romeo, a 100-word story for Lawrence Simon's weekly challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. This week's topic is A Kiss. Romeo likes my elbow for some reason. Well, not exactly the elbow, the area just above it. He likes to kiss it for minutes at a time. I really don't understand why, But I love Romeo, so I let him do it as much as he wants. Only at appropriate times, of course. Sometimes the skin above my elbow is red and raw, as though it had been wiped repeatedly with damp sandpaper. Well, in a way it has. Yes, I keep on putting up with it. What else can I do? Oh, the things we do for our cats! This has been a 100-word story for Lauren Simon's weekly challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm Rachel Jasko. For a glimpse of life in Jerusalem and lots of cat pictures, please visit my weblog at elmsintheyard.blogspot.com.
You see, folks? There you go. That's how to slip in a promo gracefully. Thank you, Rael. And everyone check out her stuff, as she invited y'all to. Okay, next up is our good buddy, Ellison. Oh, and if you check out Podcast Pickle today, he's up there as the podcast of the day. Yeah, I know, it's a subset of this one, but it's still him. It's all Ellison all the time. And speaking of which, it's time for Ellison.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to Weekly Challenge number 38 at the 100 Word Stories podcast hosted at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. My submission is entitled, The Missionary. Mortimer knew he was dying. He had traveled to the deepest, darkest jungles of Africa to spread the Lord's good news. He had started a school and, later, opened a hospital that offered rudimentary health care to the impoverished natives of his village. Rudimentary, indeed. They could do nothing there to save him. He had hit the trifecta, coming down with amoebic dysentery, a monster tapeworm, and finally, a raging case of cholera that had sapped his last reserves. To die in your sleep is God's kiss, Mortimer thought ruefully. But to shit yourself to death is God's Hershey's kiss. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And this is Ellison, signing off.
Thank you, Ellison. Remember, you can get more of his stuff over at ellison1blogspot.com and the separate feed called Podcast Ellison here. Okay, next up is K9 of Dead Dog Walkin'. He's not going to record his story today. You know what that means.
007 struggled against his restraints until he saw the door handle turn. Into the room slipped Vodka Knockers, a Bulgarian double agent. "I'm here to help end this," she whispered. Bond could feel her hot breath as she loosened the ropes holding him to the chair. She untied him and said, "I know where the remote device is. I'll take you there. But first..." Their lips met passionately. Bond pulled away. "Let's go." Suddenly the room blurred. "What? Why?" he implored. "Thanks for giving my sister the crap, you bastard." 10 seconds later, part of London disappeared in a flash.
The always versatile and talented midget is at your disposal. No, really, he's at your disposal. Sticking his hand down there. No, don't flip the switch. Thank you, K9. Ooh. Lastly, we've got Brother Osric. He's come back.
Ah, looking for more, huh? Well, let's see what you got for us this time.
Hi, this is Michael Spence from BrotherOzric.com. Okay, Lawrence, I promise, no ripping out hearts and eating them this time. Not much of a title either, but I'll go with the theme, a kiss. We're getting out of the car and heading toward her side porch. Side porch, that's a good sign, right? Her parents won't be looking out that way. Good restaurant, sure cost enough, and great movie. It's got to be worth more than a handshake, right? Although the feel of her hands, cool, not sweaty. Wish I could say the same. Crossing the grass. Aw, man, I didn't know they had a dog. Up the steps. Don't scrape the shoe, that's not cool. Pretend nothing happened. The porch light went on. Crap, that tears it. Motion sensor, she says, and heaven.
And then she rips his heart out and eats it, right? Oh, yeah, you got me there. Okay, well, thank you very much, Brother Osric, Michael Osric, Brother Spence. You can check out his stuff at the Scriptorium. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, the return of the one and only...
Planet Z.
He's been extra disturbed and insane this week. Oh.
Prince Charming got word of fresh meat in the forest and hopped on his horse. He arrived in the clearing where Snow White's crystal coffin rested. What a nice piece of ass, he thought. He liked brunettes. Too bad about the ugly dress, though. Not that she'll be wearing it long. Charming mumbled the enchantments and felt his lips tingle. One kiss, and she'd be back to life. Good as new, and ready to fuck. Sadly, the spell was temporary. It only worked once on any particular corpse. Too bad. This one would be worth screwing 5 or 6 times.
And there you have it. 12 stories about a kiss. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. Getting the new year off to a great start. But which one was the best? Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then, when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 39th weekly challenge, pick the topic for the 40th, and I still haven't come up with a prize yet for 2007. Post your suggestions in the comments. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of their stories in case you're deaf.
What?
Why are you listening to this then? Oh, there's also archives of all my very own 100-word stories there. You can buy my book, my buttons, my magazine. Need to subscribe to the feed? There's lots of various directories and podcatchers out there. iTunes, Podcast Ready, and Dig. I'll be on Hodgepodge Point soon. There's Ulysses from Graceland appearing in Pickle Tales. All over the place. We'll be back with another thrilling episode of the Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln tomorrow. And next week, it'll be the next weekly challenge. I'll post the theme of that weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, thanks for listening. And as always, keep it brief.